Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Oh, it's Tim O'Leary, General Director of Washington National Opera.
And we're so glad to talk with you because you are going to be presenting Cinderella Saturday, August 28th at Nationals Park for Opera in the Outfield. Thanks so much for joining us. So this was always a really cool thing, like an annual event, but I know it's, you know, you've had to take quite a hiatus here due to the pandemic. So before we get into Cinderella specifically, talk more big term, big picture, like, you know, how did the pandemic sort of sideline you for so long?
Oh, Jason, thank you. You know, for all of us in the live performing arts, it's just been a challenging year, as it has been for, you know, everyone in the country and the world. So actually this return on August 28th to a live event, Opera in the Outfield, is a huge celebration for us because it's beginning our new season at the Kennedy Center, back to full scale live performance. For the past 18 months, like everyone else, we've been doing small scale performances. We've been doing virtual performances. We just created something in virtual reality. We had our pop-up opera truck that went all over the District of Columbia and outlying areas, you know, bringing live opera outdoors to parks and parking lots and farmers markets, wherever we could bring some joy and happiness and beautiful music during this time. But this is our opportunity to finally return to large-scale live events.
Great. And just in case some of our listeners have never done it before, describe how it works. So, you know, obviously it's at Nats Park, but where do people sit? Do they bring their own chairs? Are their seats already set up on the outfield, or, you know, they're looking at the Jumbotron, but, you know, right. explain the logistical how it works.
Okay. Opera in the Outfield is this beautiful tradition sponsored by Mars Incorporated at Washington National Opera now for many years. And people love it because, yes, you get to sit in the grass on the outfield, which is a rare opportunity at Nats Park, and you're watching the opera on the Jumbotron. So it's got this, you know, huge big screen experience and the incredible sound system at the ballpark. And you bring your blanket, you get a spot on the outfield. And we do suggest you get there a little early if you want to have that experience of watching from the outfield, because that fills up eventually. And then we've got the stands throughout the stadium where people can watch. So there's plenty of seating. It's a fun outdoor event, family friendly. And we try to always pick a family friendly opera. So this is the great Italian composer Rossini, his version of the fairy tale Cinderella. So in Italian, we call it La Cenerentola, but it's the story that we all love of Cinderella.
Great. Now, when was this particular production performed? Or, I mean, it's not streaming live on the scoreboard, right? It was pre-taped and then we're just watching it together at the park, right?
That's right. So we had a production of this opera a few years ago at the Kennedy Center, starring a really famous opera singer named Isabel Leonard. And that was a hit production then. It actually did simulcast to Opera in the Outfield that year, but that was a year when it rained. So not very many people came to the ballpark. So here, as we're emerging from the pandemic, we had this one already in the can, so to speak. And so it's our encore performance of Rossini's Cinderella at the ballpark. But yeah, the whole thing was shot live at the Kennedy Center a few seasons ago. And it was a really popular, colorful, beautiful, very funny production.
Great. So if you missed it due to the rain out, now you can watch it again. Or maybe if you saw it then and loved it so much, you can come back and see it again. Now, remind us who, you know, is the lead star of this thing, because isn't she also going to be in another show by Washington National Opera in this upcoming season?
I appreciate your mentioning that. Yeah. So Isabel Leonard is a very famous American mezzo soprano, and she is singing her first Carmen. Carmen's probably the most popular opera ever written, and we're closing our spring season this May with Carmen. And Isabel, who, you know, has been beloved on the Kennedy Center stage and all the great stages of the world in other roles for her career, is singing Carmen for the first time. So that opens in May at the Kennedy Center. But she's the star also of this Cinderella. And she'll actually appear on the Jumbotron to kind of welcome the audience before the show.
Awesome. So obviously the main program is going to be Rossini's Cinderella. And I know that starts, the big HD broadcast of that opera starts at 7 p.m. But tell us, there's also a little bit of a pre-show, some family entertainment there with a famous figure who's penning his first opera.
Yeah. So this is part of the fun. The main event starts at 7 o'clock, but the gates open at 5 o'clock, and we have all kinds of family friendly events where you can kind of wander throughout the ballpark and enjoy. And at 6:30, we're showing another little short 20-minute opera that was written specifically for families. And it's by Mo Willems, the famous children's book author and illustrator. And he's the creator of the Elephant and Piggy characters, which my kids adore. And there's a book by Mo called I Really Like Slop. And he turned this book into an opera. And so we call it the Slopera. So it's Elephant and the Slopera. And that will run on the Jumbotron at 6:30. The music was written by our composer in residence for the Kennedy Center, Carlos Simon. It's hilarious. It's sweet. It's about, you know, the friendship of an elephant and a pig. And we're even going to have in those pre-show activities for families, we're going to have a live Cinderella doing story time with Elephant and Piggy. So you can bring your kids to hear Elephant and Piggy books read by Cinderella. And I don't know what a better combination could be for children. But there's also a balloon twister, a musical magic show. There's a lot of fun for the whole family starting at 5 o'clock.
Cool. And with those live, you know, the in-person Cinderella reading the storybooks, will that be on broadcast on the Jumbotron as well? Or is that something you mean like is out around the ballpark that you can go do?
That's in the ballpark. I think I don't think it's going to be broadcast on the Jumbo. I think that's like intimate, you know, story time for kids in person. And the beauty of the event, of course, is it's an outdoor event. And in these times, that just makes everybody feel that much more, you know, comfortable.
Oh yeah. And such a big coup that you were able to get the actual real Cinderella to take her time.
I know. Thank goodness. She was
available. Castle and come down.
I know. Yeah. We're very excited about that. Everyone's a little starstruck by the combination of Elephant, Piggy and Cinderella.
Now, are you encouraging the kids to dress up as Cinderella? Do they have to wear glass slippers into the ballpark or you can wear whatever you want?
The beauty of Opera in the Outfield is everyone comes as they are. You know, it's an informal event. So anything goes, including Cinderella or other such costumes. Absolutely. And I forgot to mention perhaps the major selling point, which is that the event is sponsored every year by Mars. And so there's a lot of chocolate that's handed out for free. It is first come, first serve. So, you know, you might want to get there a little early if you want to be sure to get your M&Ms. But that's part of the fun is Mars really enjoys doing these kinds of family-friendly events and spreading the love through chocolate.
Gotta love some M&Ms. Cool. Well, before we run, you mentioned that it sparked an idea when you said that it was sort of an informal dress code. Talk about sort of the juxtaposition of, you know, usually you think opera and it's more of a formal setting, you know, like the Kennedy Center or something. You might dress up to go see it. But then you have, you know, the more lowbrow ballpark, hot dogs, ball caps, t-shirts, jerseys, that kind of thing. Talk about why this is actually a perfect chance for people that, you know, might go to a baseball setting to maybe get turned on to opera and maybe become fans forever.
Jason, thanks for that question, because this is my very favorite part of the event. You know, opera does have this reputation of being very formal, even elitist. People are always worried about, oh, I need to like study in order to enjoy an opera. But opera like it's essentially just musical theater. It's just words and music put together. It's just that we've been doing it for a long time in a lot of different styles. So Rossini opera is funny. It's hilarious. It's, you know, it's like the famous music that you heard Bugs Bunny doing on the cartoon. In fact, we show the Bugs Bunny cartoon What's Opera Doc before the show.
Oh, you do?
We do. Of course we do. Nice. Because, yeah, opera's got all these stereotypes, but opera is actually, at the end of the day, it's fun and entertainment and beautiful. And so the opportunity to sit there with your peanuts and popcorn and Cracker Jacks in the ballpark, the juxtaposition is a lot of fun. And it's actually quite true to like the long tradition of opera. It was always populist entertainment before it got these, you know, kind of highfalutin stereotypes associated with it. And especially this style of Rossini comic opera. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great introduction.
Well, that's the perfect reason to come out here, that we're trying to remind people that, you know, baseball fans can enjoy opera and opera fans can enjoy baseball. Be a well-rounded person, you know, with the arts and your sports, and get it all in there, and come out to Nats Park for Rossini's Cinderella, presented by Washington National Opera, on Saturday, August 28th in Nats Park. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. I love the concept, and hopefully a bunch of our listeners head on out to the park. I guess before we run, we should say, you know, with Delta variant COVID, is there any rules in terms of, like, do they have to wear a mask? Because I know it's outside, but how does that work?
You know, it's outdoors, and I think the mask mandate does not apply outdoors. I think we'll see plenty of people in masks. Plenty of people wanting to, you know, distance. The beautiful thing about the setting outside is that there's plenty of space in the ballpark. So people can kind of do it according to their comfort level. But that's the name of the game these days, is outdoors when possible.
Sure. The fact that it's outdoors, definitely a plus. But we'll, you know, if for some reason that changes, or because I know it's like not only week to week, but day to day with this thing, shoot me an email before if it changes before we run this. And
we'll be following all the protocols in place at the time for sure.
Awesome. Well, everyone, again, Opera in the Outfield, Nats Park, Saturday, August 28th for Cinderella, Washington National Opera. Thanks so much for doing this. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks, Jason.